Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Visit paypal.com/P2P sweeps. No purchase necessary. See website for details, including how to enter by mail. Brought to you by PayPal, official peer-to-peer payment sponsor of the NFL.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check.
Can I jam on the one? Can whoa, I jam, whoa. Jam? Can I jam on the one?
Check. Chickadee.
What's the O stand for?
That's all. The volume is low. We need more juice on that, Christian. Isn't it low, Rod?
Yeah.
Morning mayhem.
Come on, Christian.
Starts now.
There we go.
With David Basil.
Yep.
Live from the Oakland Racing Casino.
Yeah. Turn him up. Studio. Turn up board. Turn up pot. Turn up pot.
Arkansas's only casino
see?
Resort.
Around
me, above me, a through train.
What's up, L.O.?
Hello.
Still low.
Yeah.
Chris John.
Good morning to all of the six
and a woman aboard. Los Angeles, take it, son.
I choose 609ers. It's a TGIF. Move it. Let's go.
Front. 13 minutes, he would sit us at the terminal gate.
You gotta be kidding me.
Sweet little chariot
comes down
easy, packs it to the terminal zone. Touch your hinges and cool your wings and let me
Los Angeles!
Let's go to the phones.
What's that phone in his pocket?
That's a Friday. Double R.
Wow.
If I'm a player right now, I'm chewing some ass.
Who's Shane getting fired up?
I'm like, how the hell over the rules,
Diggity.
Go, Ricky.
Let's
when the old chariot come down, he's a taxi to the terminal zone.
All right, one more time, everybody. Shout it out loud. Here we go. Los Angeles.
London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Whoopix Suey, Los Angeles.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good. Yeah, it does sound a little. Our sound sounds a little. Is it tingy?
No.
And we sound much fuller. Our signal sounds. What's the word? What's that? Always
echoish?
Yeah, maybe a little like in a can.
That's what you're saying.
Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David.
I'm back in the studio. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
So
Even your volume is low. You got to. I think. Can you jack that up anymore?
Jack your volume.
I'm way up. Way up.
Okay. Are you pinging?
Yeah, we're pretty loud here. I mean, hey, it may just be a glitch in the system.
It could
glitch
be.
In the matrix.
It could be the new system. Said. It's a Zeta to go.
We are on the road at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Always great to see our buddy Frank.
Yeah.
And Zippy, as they get ready to make some deals this weekend. Listen, this month is gone, man. June is over, and we're rolling into July. Holy mackerel.
You are so right.
We are here in July. But wait a minute. Whoa.
I'm sitting there telling you, first of all, I didn't know we were coming to Frank's until you told me yesterday, you know, or this week anyway, that we're going to be at Frank's today. And then as we're talking, we're going to be at Torpedo Joe's next week.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. We don't go to Torpedo Joe's until 4th of July.
That's right.
Well, and
that's
here. Yeah. Trey Shapp's here with us. Trey, are we off next Friday?
Yeah. You didn't believe me.
You had a pleased moment last night, Christian. He had a pleased. We'll talk about it later. So I didn't know if you knew what you were talking about. apologies, my friend.
Christian, we had an epic day yesterday, one of the all-time epic days for Morning Mayhem. Of course, you know, we did the show, had a fun show yesterday,
right.
And then hit the road to Camden.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not been down there, you know, I don't know, together ever. I've been in there to the turkey hunt one time. We were going down there to eat at the White House Cafe. Mm. Got a chance to meet some wonderful law enforcement. We'll talk about a little bit later.
Absolutely.
Great to see them.
We're going to start a new segment. I'd like to start maybe once a month, once a week, ideally only once every couple of years.
Yes.
But we'd like to say, you know,
give a salute to
our law enforcement officers. We'll just touch base real quick and say, rural Grant County, you are well served, my friends. We'll talk about that.
Christian,
later.
We got there to the oldest restaurant in the history of the state of Arkansas, 121 years old. And there were folks waiting on us. It was wonderful. And we were late. We didn't get there till 12:30. We'd want to get there like, you know, 11:45. Mm-hmm. And Benny walked in there and just had a ton of folks, and the Rhodes family who owns it were super nice. And Christian, we ate like crazy. I mean, they pulled out food, and maybe one of the best pork chops I've ever eaten. It was so tender. It was Roger said you could cut it with a fork.
You could.
And anyway, just great people, and had a good time. And then we came back after that and regrouped and then turned around, went right back an hour and a half later, went to Hot Springs for trivia. Had a monster crowd. I mean, a giant crowd last night, probably 100 people there just for trivia. Not to watch the World
Soccer
Cup. That was to do your trivia.
That's right. It was a wonderful evening. Thanks for always traveling and supporting Bass.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Wayne Smith there last night, and
sure
of course, Qualls and the gang. What's the name of their team?
Hey Siri.
Yeah, Hey Siri. They were there enforcing.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And Trip Trap was telling me this morning because I was looking for you last night to make sure you made it home. And then I'm getting ready to look at the score of the
soccer.
Yeah, and so I didn't even realize it. I passed out, and then this guy tells me, so we went down.
Yeah, 3-2, 3-2 and extra.
Okay.
What do you call it, Christian? What do you call it if you go into, is it extra minutes?
Stoppage time.
Overtime. What is it?
Stoppage time.
So the way you would report that, the Turkey Eye defeated the United States 3-2 in
stoppage time.
Extra minutes? Is that correct?
In stoppage time.
In stoppage time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
It is.
We like overtime better than stoppage time.
Exactly. And you know what? And because I don't understand what you're saying.
Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me. Okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect. Mm. Watch your mouth.
Okay. All right. That is my first button for you.
You recognize where that's from. Obviously, you know where it's from.
Yeah.
Yeah, 40-year-old version. That was Kevin Hart, probably his first role in a movie, and it is an absolutely hilarious scene.
I think it may be his best job.
I think so, too.
I think so, too.
Who's the guy who gets it? I don't even know that other actor's name. But
I've seen him in other things, but I don't know.
Absolutely.
Today in the show, in addition to talking about all the great deals they're doing here for this weekend at Fletcher Dodge, R.J. Hawk will be stopping by, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Hey, the Baker from AY and App Magazines will be checking in. No, as I mentioned, no Danny West today. He's off with the family on vacation somewhere. Our man Steve Qualls from Design Lab will be giving us a NASCAR breakdown. Saw him last night, and excited about going to Atlanta here very soon to watch a NASCAR race.
And I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. He's given us a few things. Cups.
Oh my gosh, we've got Morning Mayhem coffee cups.
Wait, he's got the tumblers, and we'll get those.
We got them, don't we?
No, I've got a couple of the coffee cups.
Okay.
The tumblers.
We need to bring the coffee cups.
I'll bring one in.
Wait till you say. Matter of fact, guess whose signature's on there in addition to mine, yours, and Justin?
Christian Weaver. That's right. Your mama's getting one.
Glad to be part of the team.
Yeah, Acre didn't put your name on a coffee cup.
No. No. Now you've arrived, bro. Your name's on a coffee cup. They are so good. I'll go get one here at the break and do that.
We hope every 609er, especially the early folks that wake up with us early, to have that.
This is something you can put out on your deck. Now, I'm a Tumblr guy myself, and I've talking with Melissa last night, Melissa Qualls. She said, "You're a Tumblr guy, Roger." I said, "Yeah, I'm a Tumblr guy." Right. And a lot of people are. Yes. Get more coffee, and just with a coffee cup, you got to drink it faster.
The coffee cup's cooler.
Huh?
It's cooler.
It's classic.
Yep.
And these colors pop.
They pop.
So it's going to be all fantastic. I've only got less than half a dozen of them in my car, Christian, and I'll see you next week. You don't even want one. I don't think you even want one. Your mom wants one.
I think it's so cool you want to put something other than coffee.
You put your pencils in it.
All of our morning folks who listen ought to have one of those.
There's no doubt.
You'll have to send us pictures of you holding up your coffee cup.
Absolutely, we will. We've got that. We've got some fantastic letters that you've been talking about as well from people that are listening to the show, the folks down in Camden. To be down there and hear the story about some of the folks sitting around that bar
at the White House that said,
I was here when I was six in 1941 and 42. Dude, that was awesome.
Some of the same stools and foot bars and all that kind of stuff. That was cool. I also got to play Justin Moore Finish the Lyric, brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. Appreciate them. And so we'll be teasing that song here shortly, Roger. So it'll make it easy for you to win today. Yeah. And we have to do our Hawks Holmes movie review.
And Dead or Alive.
Yeah, we'll do that with Frank. He'll be a part of that. Also, today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. You know, Christian, our CEO, Terry Mahan, is a big believer in taking the dog to work. I don't know how often they do it. It's more than one day. Right? I think she does it.
I think it is. I think it's like Amazon Prime. It just creeps up on you.
I don't know if some companies allow it. Like, I wonder if Frank would even allow that here because, you know, you got people walking off the street. They may not feel, you know, our deal is self-contained. We don't have a lot of visitors.
Yeah, yeah.
So National Take Your Dog to Work Today. Today is National Canoe Day. Roger, we're looking at maybe being in the canoe soon.
Sitting down.
As part of our summer of adventure brought to you by Oaklawn. And, of course, the other thing, by the way, it looks like we got our date booked for the new state police lodge.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, we discussed that yesterday.
Yeah, looking forward to breaking that in.
When we were when we stopped over in rural Grant County.
Last, a couple other things, National Food Truck Day. Do you have a food truck out there that you love that somebody is in your town or your area that comes out there and is a regular? It's become very competitive, too.
You know, when we go to some of these towns, like, for instance, in America, if you go to New York, obviously, maybe up in Boston, some of the northeast, northeastern seaboard, or maybe out in Cali, I assume, we might see some of those. Maybe Kansas City. There might be some food trucks.
Well, I think
Did you have any when you were in Europe?
I
know they are. Yeah. I don't see them here unless you go to that concentrated place where food truck alley, wherever that may be. You don't do that, it's not a European thing, is it?
No, I didn't see them over there. Yeah. Of course, you know, they got to go to where there's a place that people can find them. So downtown. Zippy will join us in a second. There may be one that comes by here. You never know.
Maybe.
Roger, the other thing is that talking about road trips, if you took a road trip as a kid, pop us a text and let us know a memory. You said your memory of a road trip was New Mexico.
We go to visit family, but I was a teenager. maybe, I don't know, 18, I don't know, but where the entire family got together, mom, dad, everybody in the Rambler, you know, ice chest.
Life was simple. You took your food with you.
Had an ice chest.
You pulled over to the side.
Well, there wasn't that many places. The only thing there was
no Buc-ee's back then.
There was no Buc-ee's. There was a Stuc-ee's. And, you know, if they ran out of log rolls, what do you want? What do you get?
You know what? Stuc-ee's was our Buc-ee's.
It was our Buc-ee's.
Before there was a Buc-ee's, there was a
Stuc-ee's log roll.
The log roll. Nobody bought the log roll.
Well, but you know, you didn't.
But it was cool that they had a log roll.
Yeah. There was no masculine way to eat it.
Sippy's in there. What's up, buddy? How are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing well.
There we go. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Chris Ender, good to see you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Christian, do you remember a road trip as a kid that just really stands out to you?
When I was in kindergarten, so it was a long time ago, we went to the Grand Canyon. We went to the Grand
Canyon.
We went to the Grand Canyon. It was like my entire family, like aunts, uncles, grandparents. So it was a whole thing.
Did you drive?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's what I'm talking about. We all drove
out there, of course, many different vehicles. We had family in Colorado, so we went out there. We went to a bunch of different states. It was a whole thing.
That's awesome. Zippy, what about you? Is there one that stands out as when you were a kid, a road trip that you took with the family and went to another state?
Yeah, my dad and me went to Wisconsin Eagle River in a Geo Metro and drove straight from Arkansas. So it was, I don't know, 18,
pops, huh?
Yeah, 18, 19 hours. Well, he picked me up for the summer, and he was a timeshare salesman.
Okay.
So he had somehow ended up in Eagle River, Wisconsin, and was selling timeshare. And he said, he comes down and get me. And I don't know if you know about a Geo Metro.
No.
But it's like the size of it's smaller than a Volkswagen Bug. And it had three-cylinder engine. We drove straight through. There was no
hours.
There was no hotel sending. There was no break-in. He's like, we're going.
But you haven't forgotten it.
I'll never forget that trip. I mean,
it's funny. There's some road trips as a kid. Roger, I remember, Zippy, I remember one when we went to, you ever heard of Gatlinburg, Tennessee?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, going to Gatlinburg, you know, and I remember there was a trout fish farm. And you pull off, and say, Dad, we got to go there. So I was the only child. We pull in there, and they got this little bitty pond. And basically, they got the fish so trained that, you know, if you put a little piece of corn on the hook, they're going to get, well, you didn't even need a piece of corn. The trout will go after just the hook.
Catching the fish.
But it was so big to do the trout deal. And I remember, I think the 76 Olympics were going on then, and Sugar Ray and all the things. And McDonald's had the little scratch-off car for the 76 Olympics. Do family still do that? Do family still get in a car and go take road trips? Do they still do that? Now, I know what they do, Zippy. I think a lot of us now is taking their kids to competitions. That's what everybody's doing.
Right. You can't afford to do anything else.
I know. That's what I said. It's built around going to your kids' competitions, whether it be gymnastics, cheer, dance, or baseball, or whatever.
I mean, how many vacations can you take a year? You know, when it comes to the travel, it doesn't matter what sport it is, it gets expensive.
Quite. Yeah. You guys, at the end of the month, you guys will be doing deals this weekend?
Yeah, we got till Tuesday to finish this month. We got a truck number hit, which we've had all year to fight for. So, you know, I tell everybody, you know, we got this deal and we got that deal. Yeah. But right now you get the full incentives. So all the rebates for the manufacturer, you get all the Fletcher discounts, and you got 72 months at 2.9 on a Ram, and you got 84 months at 4.9. So you can really get a good payment, and those aren't, you know, a traditional bank. It's a manufacturer. It's a manufacturer that builds these cars, so they have an incentive to sell them, and then they have the incentive to finance them. So usually I got to take the rebates away and give you the 2.9 or the 0%, and right now we can combine them all.
Here's what, Roger, when I look at this, you go, $13,000 off select 2026 Ram models, $10,000 off Ram 2500 and 3500, and then $8,000 off a Jeep Gladiator select models, Jeep Grand Cherokee. $8,000, $8,000, $10,000, $13,000. That's all.
Tell me how old you are without telling me how old you are on these road trips we're talking about.
Yeah.
13,000 off. That was the cost of the entire car back in those days.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, I don't know what a Geo Metro cost back then, but
it might have been eight.
Wasn't very much.
We will obviously give them plenty of opportunity to talk about what's going on this weekend. By the way, do you guys have food trucks around? Do you have a food truck that comes by here?
So we feed everybody on Saturdays, and we've done food trucks in the past. We cater in the fun thing about a food truck is everybody gets to get something a little bit different. The bad thing is it takes a little bit longer because we're feeding 50 people.
Yeah, that's not real effective.
So it's hard to have time to 50 people. So I got to look outside and I got a line. It looks like we're at the fair.
Right. Last night, Roger was wrapping up the trivia at Mainline Sports Bar, and I think it was – you know, I don't think the match started until 9:15 last night, so it was a late night. Christian, so Turkey IA beat the United States 3-2. Did you stay up and watch the whole thing?
I did not stay up and watch the whole thing.
because it didn't really matter. It doesn't matter. We're in the knockout round. I feel like it was
body blow.
Knockout round.
Finish it.
Is anybody like me? I love sports. I know all sports. I can't figure soccer out.
And
I don't really understand.
I got the fever right now.
A bit better.
I got the fever right now to because America's in it. And because of all the excitement you see of all the foreigners / international travelers who are praising America, and we are in it right now. It's in North America. I agree with you 100%. I'm in the same boat you are with soccer. Don't know how they scored. Don't know the names of them. But right now, I've got a little soccer fever.
All the little, if it goes out of bounds and they throw it, and at the end of the game, they do
the kick. Yeah,
I mean, I cannot figure it out.
That's why we have Christian. Christian Weaver is our – what's that, Christian?
They don't do penalty kickoffs anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
Man. Well, there you go. That's how much I know.
Yes, Christian, last night, yes, Turkey 3-2.
Yeah, 3-2. So U.S. will play Bosnia-Herzegovina on Wednesday in the round of 32. That's right.
Do you know what time it is on Wednesday?
Do not know the time yet.
Do you know the location?
Also good question. Let me figure out.
It's important because...
It's 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And it'll be in Santa Clara, California.
Oh, I got a
question for him that he can answer pretty quick. When you're kicking the ball and everybody's running down there to go score, I don't understand that you can't pass, you can't go
offside.
I don't understand it.
You can't go beyond the defenders, pretty much. Well, I mean, you can pass beyond the defenders, but your guy can't be beyond his.
Is that like hockey? Is that the hockey rule?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is this at 49ers Stadium then?
Yes.
Yeah, it will be. You don't reckon West Coast have big soccer is out there? How crazy that crowd will be!
Well, in the Netherlands last night, that was on when we were there.
Well, that's where Akron is.
Exactly. That looked like they had a raucous crowd there.
And then that one. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, if you didn't have offsides in soccer, it would be terrible because you would just have one person planted down the other end and they'd pass it down there.
Like
a fast breaking.
Get your head right.
Netherlands did beat Tunisia. 3-1, and then today I see Norway and France, Senegal and Iraq. That's the other thing, just seeing these different countries together: Uruguay and Spain, Egypt and Iran.
Oh my gosh!
New Zealand, Belgium. So anyway, it's like a geography lesson. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we found out more information on the stadium deal. Come to find out, it is bigger, even bigger than what we expected. Mm. I don't know why in the world they just wouldn't come out and say it. They had to leak it out to the Democrat Gazette, I think, and so now. You know, it's basically $70 million over 13 years. I'd be interested to hear Frank's opinion on that.
We've had that talk here a few months.
It's a good haul. It's the biggest one ever. So, and then Dave Van Horn's talking about having extra resources to get all these players he's got. So if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037 is the number. We're glad you're with us. We are on the road. Speaking of being on the road at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, their end-of-the-month sale. Don't go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We'll try to check those messages right now. So don't go away.
Hey, I'm not complaining because I really need to work. But hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 condo, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living. Living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup in Group E, Ecuador beat Germany 2-1 to punch their ticket to the round of 32, while Cote d'Ivoire beat Curaçao 2-0, making the knockouts for the first time ever. In Group F, Japan and Sweden tied at 1, both advancing to the round of 32 in the process, while the Netherlands handled Tunisia, beating them 3-2 to set up a matchup with Morocco in the round of 32. Both teams are in FIFA's top 10 in the world. Then in Group D, Team USA dropped their first game, losing to Turkey 3-2, while Australia and Paraguay tied at 0. Today in the World Cup, Group I gets it started with heavy hitters France taking on Norway and Senegal facing Iraq at 2. Group H will see Cabo Verde taking on Saudi Arabia and Spain facing Uruguay at 7. Then in Group G, Egypt will play Iran while Belgium takes on New Zealand. Those games will be at 10 o'clock. All games today can be seen on Fox or FS1. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A slight chance of a shower today, mostly cloudy and hot, up to 92 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but at times partly cloudy. Still really warm overnight with a low of 76. Saturday is going to be a partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy day with a high of 94. For the Buzz Radio Network, meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Hey folks, it's David Basil out here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you need a new vehicle, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. You'll find a great selection, the best deals, and the most competitive finance rates in Central Arkansas. They'll treat you like family. No games, no gimmicks, and no bogus markups on the sticker price. You'll get Frank Fletcher's best deal right up front, and they'll give you more for your trade. Folks, Frank Fletcher doesn't want to just sell you a car. He wants to be your dealer for life. If you want to do that, you have to listen to the customer so you'll know what they want. Then you give them what they want without any hassle or stress. That's the secret of Fletcher Dodge's success. They listen to you, and they treat you right without any hassles or headaches. Just tell them what you want and how much you want to pay. General Manager Chris Zippy Zender has been with Frank Fletcher for decades. He and his great staff know how to take care of a customer. So for the best selection, lowest price, and best buying experience, go see my friends at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood, or you can shop them online at FletcherDeals.com. That's FletcherDeals.com. And make sure and tell them the boys from Morning Mayhem sent you. It's FletcherDeals.com.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
All right, 6:34 on this Friday. Now, BST.
Not Tommy and Big Dave used to come big stripper blanks. But this is blood, sweat, and tears.
Blood, sweat, and tears. That's that right. Guy died yesterday.
That's right. They're getting older, dude.
We'll see the lead singer. Pop. Listen to the horns in this. Now we're not. So much fun. Thank you, Christian. Turn that up. There we go.
I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so
very happy.
I'm so glad you came in.
that's the lead singer, huh?
That died. Is that who it was?
That's who Chuck Pixie and Preacher sent us.
Yeah, thanks, Piggy.
661-1037. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They're doing deals, big, big numbers off a ton of vehicles. So take advantage of them all the way till next Tuesday. A couple topics out there. We threw out there road trip stories you remember as a kid. Here's one from JT. Long trip with the family in the 1970s to Carlsbad Caverns in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. We looked for a place to stay in nowhere. We found a broken down motel. I stripped down and ran to the pool. I thought it was painted green. Nope, it was the green algae and scum. Said I got an ear infection. You know, I don't think I ever got an ear infection, but I've heard kids, you know, when you back when you're young.
Well, I mean, are they still putting tubes in kids' ears? I don't know what's going on there.
That's what they used to do, yeah.
I had tubes, I believe.
What's that?
I'm pretty sure I had tubes.
I think it's one of those things there's a tube salesman going around and says, hey, Doc, let's do this.
From the 501, the Southern Hibachi Express food truck in Greenbrier is fantastic. You'll get a huge portion of food for a low price. Okay. It's located right off Highway 65 on the right as you come into town. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9. It's almost like a restaurant, but it's a food truck. I don't know. I guess the rules and regs are similar to what you'd have to pass as a restaurant. They're just on wheels, I guess. You know,
I remember Buckley Denton. He would set up his catering deal, but it was the truck. You know, he did all the cooking right there.
Yeah, he had the truck.
So he would take, you know, and that's where whenever we'd go do some of those things. But now Joe, when he goes and does stuff, he said the food's already prepared. There's no truck. There's no catering truck. No cooking there.
They're
it's
not
already
cooking
prepared.
On site?
Correct. Okay. I don't believe they are.
Right.
Right? Isn't that right? Joe and the Corky's does not cook on site.
I don't think they
do. Buckley's
did. I may be wrong. They may do, Raj. They may do it. I don't know.
I think he mentioned the other day that they
I think he did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I think he said he did.
Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. Maybe that's where I heard it. I don't know.
Couple other things. BJ Sams passed away yesterday, Roger.
Hey,
and I tell you, I'd like to I asked Ann Jansen if she would come on the show, and she goes, I'm not sure if I'm ready to talk.
Oh, wow.
So we need to reach out to Ray Tucker, Christian. Let's get him on. I'll send you his number if you don't have it. Letter 7. He worked with BJ. BJ was 93. Lived a full life. And Roger, we found out yesterday. I didn't realize this. Apparently, he was with Elvis at Fort Chaffee.
I had no idea.
What in the world?
Well, we missed having him on telling that story.
I know. And then the sad thing, there was apparently, if you remember, that he lived through a really horrible situation. Mm-hmm. Apparently went down in a plane crash and his kid died.
Oh, he was in the crash with his son?
I didn't. According to what I read yesterday.
I think I read a Joe Quinn social media, if I read that correctly.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, how you imagine if that's
no,
accurate?
I cannot
that
imagine that.
He's in the crash with his son.
I don't want to.
But anyway, he was always. I remember one time he got mad at. we did one of our Christmas karaoke's, and I think he was singing with Scott Inman. And it didn't go well the time he was not happy, but he was a nice guy. He was professional. He was one of the old school.
You bet.
Anchors, like the anchor man. That's what it reminded me of. But a professional at that.
Well, that's what we had back then. You had him. I mean, now he didn't go back with He didn't go back with Roy Mitchell, did he? How far did he go back? And who? Or Steve Barnes? Was he Steve Barnes? How long?
Well, I think he was always on CBS.
Well, I think he started at ABC.
He might have spent time there.
Maybe
he identified mostly with CBS.
No doubt.
That's
to me,
you're probably right. He might have been at multiple.
Well, listen, I remember Steve Sullivan at KARK.
I was there with him.
I know. Yeah, so there's a lot. And Barry Brandt. That. But there's a lot of people don't identify him with that.
Yeah,
and they were there for a good.
Yeah, Sully's probably been at Channel 7 now 30-something years.
That's what he's known for.
Remember Channel 4.
And Brandt as well.
I tell you who else we need to get on. By the way, we got to get Dave Woodman on this show.
Absolutely, we do.
Dave's right at 90, I think, too.
Now, he's not a roller guy, is he? Dave Woodman,
no,
a roller funeral?
No, he's not with us.
Okay, he's with the other one there just off of, what is that, Canis? Not Canis Exit.
I'm not sure if he's still doing that, or he maybe is. I don't know.
I don't either. Well, that's the last time I saw him. The only time I ever saw him, I mean, he was, you know, welcoming families in.
Christian,
but, yeah, I got to get a hold of him.
Chris, you were saying something? I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you guys a question just to get some lure on the Morning Mayhem boys. How long have you guys known each other, like, previous to you guys working together?
We knew each other casually back in the, you know, just as you with Tommy. We didn't know each other real well.
No.
You know.
I knew it. Listen, I remember, you know, not playing, but I remember being at high school football games. And seeing you come in your helicopter.
What did you think of Baz before when you saw him come in that helicopter?
Yeah, what did you think
of him?
You know what?
Tommy would have me on quite a bit. I was on with Tommy quite a bit for years.
Oh, I would get flustered. I mean, let me tell you something. We're talking about one of the best-looking dudes. I mean, he was thin, chiseled. That hair was rocking. I didn't know him with the stash on. I pictured him with a stash. Just bigger than life. I mean, just bigger than life. And then I think because of that casual relationship, you remembered me. Mm-hmm. And then I came up a time or two to represent Rush Satellite.
Yeah, on Show With No Name.
Show With No Name.
Back in, what was the year?
In your early years. I mean,
yeah, like 2005 or 6.
If that. Yeah.
I just remember Roger. I could tell Roger's changed, not in a bad way. I just could sort of sense he was a different kind of person that made it made an impression. When Tommy started struggling, I went to management, just said, I got to have somebody that, is a solid guy.
And I don't forget it. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, but that came because you came there as part of Rush Satellite, and I picked up on that. But I remember you a little bit.
Sure.
You know, you were a funny guy over at Tommy's.
Sure.
You know, since I didn't provide any drugs for him, I really wasn't part of the circle in that, so it's
I'm glad you didn't bring that up yesterday.
It's every time.
You ought to check him, officer. I look at his pockets.
Rebecca says
no, but that was what it was.
Yes, that's how we've been blessed ever since.
Amen.
Rebecca says Roger is right. BJ started at KTV, then left the state. When he came back, he went to THV and stayed there until he retired in 2009.
Well, that's it. You know what? And that's the deal. He had to leave the state to come back. Barry Brand had to leave the state to come back. Yeah. He had to leave to honor that no compete or whatever it was, same thing.
Dave Woodman,
I think. I remember Dave Woodman's Sports Shorts and Other Sorts or something like that.
Is that right?
I think that was the name of his segment, Sports Shorts and Other Sorts.
It says here, Dave Woodman's still doing events. He's still going around and giving speeches, mostly to an older generation. Heard him last year in Hot Springs. Very nice.
Good. Well, let's keep him on.
Do want to say again how much we appreciate all the fun we had down to the fine folks in Camden. Had the newspaper come out? Had the newspaper come out?
I knew that dude with that camera was a newspaper.
He
had something in that leather satchel.
Again, this was a place that opened in 1907, and it looks like a couple of those signs were probably at least 75 years old, at least, or 100 years old.
Zippy, the owner, Tom, said you put a marble at the front door, it's rolling all the way back to the kitchen. Because that thing is on a slant. He said that the train you didn't want to leave there drunk. Back in the day, the train would knock you out. The train depot was right across the street from here to... Maybe 20 yards. The train went right by it at that time. We got stopped by a train yesterday, but the train went right by that. And it was a 24/7 place.
Yeah.
The owners lived upstairs. So when the soldiers, stopped, because this is 1907.
Hey, World War One and Two.
Number One just started a year earlier when this place opened up. So soldiers are getting off. They'd hear the train. The owners would get up, come down, cook food, do all that sort of thing. Of course, Camden is still known for all its military.
Oh, my gosh.
The naval yard that it had.
Yeah, they had a naval yard. Yeah. She said Lady Bird Johnson.
Lady Bird Johnson.
Came in they're producing more probably missiles than probably any community in America.
I asked him if Tom Cotton had been in there, and she said no. Then Teresa said no, not for... himself, maybe he came down to rep for another guy who was running or something like that. But Tom Cotton, he's repping for Camden all the time up in Washington.
They've got a little bar in there where everybody sits at the counter, and I don't know if it was originally like that in 1907,
right.
But you can tell it's probably been there 100 years. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
From Marty in Jonesboro, coffee mug, yes, I'm in.
Awesome.
Here's one from Brad Schultz. It said, Dave Woodman is my neighbor. I drive him to the show. He's hard to get. His wife, it needs attention. It's okay. He's probably being a caregiver to his wife.
Sure.
So, but we can still try.
Love to have it. Shout out to Barbara Banks.
Yeah.
Jeff Barnard and Bob McCord. These were folks that we met yesterday. And Bob McCord was saying he remembers his dad bringing him to this restaurant, the White House. When he was six in 1941.
Wow. Yeah, it's actually
shout crazy. Out to those guys. We'll give more as we go on.
Morning, Frank. Look at there.
Good morning.
Good to be here.
Y'all sitting in different positions.
Well, Trey wanted to do something different with the cameras, and so we don't listen. Look, we've been doing shows over here for 20 years. It's like weird. Like, wait a minute. What am I doing over here?
Right.
So, how are you?
Good.
Everything good?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I thought for sure yesterday it was going to be the Fletcher Razorback Stadium, the Frank and Judy Fletcher Stadium, yeah. But it didn't happen.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Sam and Helen Walton thing.
It was not. How about that? A community credit union out of Kansas and Missouri. Did you see the latest numbers? They say it's the biggest deal ever. $70 million. So it was $5.3 million. Apparently,
13 years.
Yeah, over 13. So that's bigger financial package than what USC has. USC was the biggest at 68. So there you go. You know, I don't know why they didn't want to announce it when it was going to be leaked the next day anyway. Maybe they just didn't want to be responsible for putting the money out there. So give them credit. That's a big one, $70 million. That's good. And I don't know. Are you familiar with them, Frank? Are you familiar with that credit union?
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, I thought because you're in Missouri, you might, because it's in Missouri and can't. They used to be.
What's the name of it?
It's Community America Credit Union. Cool. And so they,
well,
they used
you know.
To, yeah, it used to be on the Kansas City Royals Stadium. And then what else was there? I think it was a. Trey, was there another one beside the Royals? I say like there was another, but there was a Chief connection or something. But really, it's a Kansas City thing.
You keep doing the cuckoo thing, but you know the Community America Razorback Stadium is cars.
I know if you go see Community America Razorback Stadium is cars, but the full name is Community America Credit Union. Cuckoo. That's all it is. You were gonna say something, Frank?
Well,
yeah, I can see you thinking something, yes.
I hope that Wally Hall writes an article on exactly how we got this and how much we had to pay commissions.
To Learfield, yeah, I know, you're right. You would think that...
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of folks think they just walked in and knocked on the door and said, we'd like to do this. We need to figure out exactly out of that money how much we're going to be paying out in a sales commission.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd been nice to have done that without having to do that.
Yeah,
apparently
that's the
we,
point.
We could yes, we could not for whatever reason we could not do that. So yeah, your man Cal, he's also a buddy of yours. Coach
oh,
Cal
yeah.
had a big night.
I'm supporting
night.
Basketball.
I know.
Yeah. Cal and I had we've had a couple of great talks, and I told him a story about the first horse I ever bet on long before I owned horses. First horse Jerry Jones and his partner owned a horse called Breaker Breaker. So once I told Cal that name, every time he phones me, he starts off and goes, Breaker Breaker. He never forgets anything.
He does. Well, you know, Mark, we had Marcia Martin on, your friend.
And, yeah, I heard you did.
She broke the story. Was supposed to, but she broke the story that they were having the naming yesterday. She did that the night she was going to the deal. But, yeah, she went up, and Cal is so smart. He comes up with incentives. Hey, listen, you're going to support the program. I'm going to take you and have you some special memories. And he took, you know, a small group, Patrick Schick and some others, to that draft night. And they'll never forget that. How cool and unique. And of course, he's a rock star up there. I mean, he walks in there. So he's always thinking of ways to.
Where was that event?
It was in New York. And I think it was in Brooklyn. At the Brooklyn's Brooklyn Center. Barclays Center in Brooklyn. So anyway, and it was a good draft for the Razorbacks. Do we hear for sure? Was it the first time that you'd had back-to-back drafts or back-to-back players drafted from the same team? Christian, did you hear that?
I heard it was from the Razorbacks.
Well, is it? Yeah. So for sure, the Razorbacks is the first time, but I don't think it's happened very often in the NBA draft,
sure,
has it?
It's definitely happened
before
for other schools, because I believe Anthony Davis went one and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist went two. They both played at Kentucky. So.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was a big night for them, and we'll see what happens moving forward. And then I was reading, Frank, we'll talk about it a little bit later. Dave Van Horn came out and was honest to say, you know, it looked like, wow, it seemed like we were a lot more aggressive in the baseball portal and getting the higher guys, and he goes, I have more money. I hate that's what this has turned into. It's basically, hey, if I got more money.
He said, what now, David?
He said he had access to more money this year.
Oh.
And then they weren't in the World Series, so he had time to focus on that. But just that.
So let's all hope we got some pitchers.
Yeah. that's right. All right, we'll take a break. They're doing deals here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. And they'll tell you all about that. I'm talking about $13,000 off, $10,000 off, $8,000 off select products. We'll talk about that when we come back. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We've got the new mugs brought to you by Design Lab. Yeah, we'll put that on camera. We want Frank to see it and Zippy to see it. I think everybody listens to us in the morning. You're not a coffee drinker, right, Frank?
Yeah, I like a cup of coffee.
Are you? Okay. Well, then that's
well, these cups are fantastic. And we've got tumblers that'll be that he's got as well. He just wasn't able to bring them last night. Hopefully, I'll get some of those. And we're going to have to, when you buy these things, you'll have to come, or when you get them or whatever, you'll have to get them at the station because of shipping and all that. We'll discuss that at another time. But the colors, I mean, it's a fantastic design.
All right. They're also talking about road trips you had as a kid. Frank, we'll talk about yours. Did it just a road trip you remember? You know, Roger talked about having, they made sandwiches and he pulled over the side of the road. Didn't have any Buc-ee's over there. Didn't have any
Stuckey's.
Didn't have any Stuckey's. You didn't have thousands of hotels. You just made it to where you were going. And you remember a station wagon.
I remember my dad hitting a Roadrunner and tearing up the grill and having to get a new grill in his car while we're out in New Mexico.
All right, don't go away. 650 here on Morning Mayhem at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram in Sherwood.
Convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
You might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillac and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at ParkerSpecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show this weekend at the Benton Event Center. Over 250 tables with guns, ammo, knives, militaria, and so much more. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Two-day admission, only $10. Kids 12 and under get in free. Plus, a $2 discount for veterans and LEOs. Don't miss Murphy's Gun and Knife Show, happening this weekend at the Benton Event Center.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Woodrock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holton, Sexton.
888-8888.
responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Coach Roy Lee Peterball, Rooster Poot High School. Everybody there loves to listen to The Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, Justin Moore, Christian Weaver, and this guy named David Basil.
All right, got a short segment here. It is 6:55. We're here with Frank Fletcher and Zippy Zender here at the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Several topics today. One was the passing of B.J. Sams, who's a legendary TV guy. We'll visit, hopefully, with Ray Tucker a little bit later. R.J. Hawk will be stopping by, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. We'll hear from Heather Baker, brought to you by AMP and AY Magazine. Steve Qualls with the Design Lab will be talking NASCAR. Roger, we got to do a little Justin Moore finish alert. Do we know the song for Justin?
No, not yet. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, we'll get that. We'll get that. That's brought to you by Rainbow Restoration. Thanks to the Shields and Ben and Randy and Benjamin and all those folks there. And we got to do our Hawks Home movie review as well on Night and Day. 661-1037. Frank, today is National Take Your Dog to Work Day. You never take your German Shepherds outside the home to your other businesses, right?
Yeah, I've brought them out here to this store quite a few times, and everybody gets nervous.
Is that a little dangerous?
They get real nervous, but I keep them on a leash. I used to come through here on Saturday with them, and I'd joke with people, you know, if you don't buy, I'll let you have him. And they go, oh, we'll buy. Just joking, you know. And people are, when they see a big dog like that, they just are scared. Don't worry whether the dog looks scary or not.
Well, it depends on how nice your rocket dog is, because you've had nice rocket dogs.
He's had
aggressive.
When he comes out here, he's really nice. I take him up there in the tower where Chris works. They all get in a corner over there. It's like they're scared of him, but it's just because he's big.
Yeah, those German Shepherds, they can be intimidating. The United States loses last night, and they will play, we just found out, next Wednesday in Santa Clara. And what time did you say? 7 o'clock, I think. And, Roger, are you off that night next week? Yeah, because that's next week is July 4th week, right?
Is it Thursday?
Yeah, no, they're playing Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, I'm off.
And also, too, $70 million on the 13-year deal with Community America Credit Union, by the way, too. So that has come out. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Did you see where the WNBA suspended Alyssa Thomas?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this Caitlin Clark deal, I don't know if some people don't like her, but it's become, that's the narrative, that everybody's beating up on her and they don't have a good control over it. And
if she's not there, nobody's paying attention to the WNBA.
It certainly is making
She's got a teammate that is a brute.
I love that girl.
I love her, too. I like the way she looks, and I like the way she plays. She doesn't back down.
I was very disappointed, Frank, last night at trivia that I went blank on the name of one of my...
Can I do it? Can I ask you? Frank, see if you remember this. It was a two-parter, Frank. Arkansas used to have some of the most powerful men in the United States in politics up in Washington. This one guy ended his career in politics because he had an accident drunk driving, and they discovered a stripper in his car. Who was that senator, and what was the stripper's name?
Remember? I'll give you the hint. The Highway 630 is named after him. Everybody said 630 that goes right
down. I don't remember, but I do. I remember well when it happened.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would play two last night, Frank.
Who was it?
It's Wilbur Mills.
Yeah.
Wilbur Mills. And it was Fanny
Fox.
Fanny Fox.
That's
it. Did anybody get that right?
A couple.
Very disappointed in myself, Zippy, for not getting that.
He's sitting there talking to Wayne Smith, and he goes, wait a minute. I got it. Hold on.
So mad.
It was so good.
And then nice article. We got to go. 7 o'clock.
The best seats of the game don't always require tickets. Sometimes all you need is a pair of earphones. And 103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you